The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Sorry, Rolene, I got onto the soapbox before you...
Well, shuffle over. I'm about to join you.
Right. Let me give you a hand in your high heel shoes. Sorry, Rolene. It just made me mad. You know, we often talk about what goes on other radio stations, and I kept going to 702 and waiting to hear this outrage and this discussion, because they will do that at the drop of a hat and spend 5 days talking about drivel, but, and sometimes 5 days talking about important things, but, this doesn't get a mention. No mention, not a word.
This is why I maintain, and I will say, I've said it before, I will say it again, and I'm about to release a blog tomorrow about it. It is time to rise, people. We cannot be silent anymore. We cannot say, you know what, this is upsetting to read, or maybe somebody else will deal with it. We are now all responsible for each other, and
this
needs to be brought into the consciousness of the greater South African society.
So here we go. This is a discussion that our listeners have engaged in, and they're raising the question, why give this guy life? Why breathe life into something that is so very clearly abhorrent, moronic, and offensive? Are we not doing his job for him by having this conversation?
No, I think this highlights exactly what we see, sadly, going on in the world today. We saw it a few weeks ago in Charlottesville, and people have been speaking about it. I think the difference for me is not just that it is an appalling example of anti-Semitism in its most repugnant form, but this is South Africa, everybody. This is the country that fought racism. This is the country with one of the most progressive, if not most progressive, constitutions in the world. This is a country that just passed a landmark ruling with regards to hate speech. It cannot, should not be tolerated.
So here's my question. Another one of our listeners saying, I'm concerned that the South African Jewish Board of Deputies will not really take action and take the diplomatic route. Well, actually, that is taking action, but all right. With a strongly worded statement and inaction. Now, we know then they're not going to do that. They have given a strongly worded statement a bit long for my ADD. But other than that, so I think it should be shorter, sharper, and more hitting. I don't think we needed the full explanation as to why the Holocaust was bad. But that aside, we know that they are going to take it seriously. We know that they are pursuing it vigorously. They're going to take it through the courts. They've had some very successful wins. That's what they have to do. The alternative to them is really non-existent. But we know that Andile marches to journalists' houses, and he bullies them, and he shouts outside, and he pickets outside people's houses that he disagrees with. Should we be doing that? Should we be putting on our Doc Martens, finding out where the bloke lives, and going to sing Am Yisrael Chai as loud as we can outside his house?
Yes, now we're talking, Howard. Now we're talking the language I like to hear. I think we have voices. We are not the generations before us who were voiceless. We have a responsibility, not to the generations that passed before us or the generations to come. We have a responsibility to ourselves. You know, it was the phenomenal Elie Wiesel who said, we must always take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. We need to get that message out loud and clear. Open season on Jews is over. We have a voice, mm-hmm. We have a country, and we will not sit idly by and let you run with flagrant hatred, the most appalling and offensive imagery from the Holocaust. We are two generations. We are the generation that is so responsible, that bears the mantle for educating those to come about what the Jewish people endured and what we lost during the Shoah. We are the last generation to bear witness and speak to actual survivors. We cannot say, you know, that must be relegated to history. We have a duty, not just to them, but to ourselves and to other people who have suffered discrimination, to open our mouths.
So, really, and I was thinking earlier, and I don't know that this guy has a shred of humanity on him. but I really was tempted to say, I'm sorry, one of our listeners saying, what did the moron say or do? So the moron that we're talking about, it's just easier than saying his full name, is he's the guy that heads up Black Land First, Andile, what's his name? And he tweeted this morning the following tweet. He said, for those claiming that the legacy of the Holocaust is only negative, think about lampshades and Jewish soap, and of course making reference to the fact that the remains of our great grandparents and those that were murdered in the Holocaust were reduced to soap, and they were reduced to a lampshade. A more vile image I'm not sure that he could find. And in fact, I started penning a letter to him earlier that I'm going to send to News 24, just an open letter to him, and I wanted to say to him, you know, Andile, my great grandparents were possibly lampshades, and they were possibly soap. It's maybe you don't get what that means, but many of us, and most of the South African Jewish community, have family who were killed in, who were murdered in the Holocaust, and might well have been reduced to soap, to Jewish soap, as he calls it.
I don't think that there is a family in the world, a Jewish family in the world, that has not lost or been affected by all who we lost in the Shoah in some ways or the other. And I agree with you. I think this needs to be in the consciousness of South Africa. As you said before, while you were sharing a soapbox with me, should we be giving this when we should be talking about it? Absolutely. When people talk about other incidents of racism, why is our discrimination not equal to everybody else's?
Interesting. Adam saying Andile is no fool. He knows how offensive his tweet is. His tweet is bait. He'll take the Ferrari of the Jewish community and use it to ask where was that Ferrari during apartheid. The community will be left with egg on its face. No, Adam, I don't think it was, because we certainly have a list of Jews who were at the forefront of the anti-apartheid movement, and it doesn't mean that every single one was, but certainly proportionately and relative to our numbers, and taking into account the fact that we were a people who were refugees and survivors, I think the Jewish community can hold its head extremely high with some of the action. And of course it doesn't mean everybody, but proportionately I think we have something to be proud of in our anti-apartheid history, not something to be ashamed of. Unsigned is saying, if you sent that your parents may have been lampshades, it would be water off a duck's back. Maybe it would be, but I'm not sure that the letter would be for him. The articles that we write, or that I write, are often not for the person who receives it, but the other people who might have seen the tweet and not realized the gravity and the harmful nature of it. Gimple the Fool saying, this attention seeker should learn from the Jews how to rise from the ashes and propel themselves forward without expecting handouts. That's from Gimple the Fool. So,
Gimple is always the voice of reason.
He is, eh?
Isn't he? Always the voice. I think that Andile should be sent on a trip to Poland,
mm-hmm.
and he should be made to volunteer with Holocaust survivors.
Yeah, but
and
I'm not also, paying. The Guptas can pay.
Right here in Jerusalem, although I don't know if we really want him in Israel, there is, in the Old City, there is a museum. Before we had Yad Vashem, we had a museum that was founded by the survivors of the Shoah, where yes, there are things made from the skin of Jewish victims.
Absolutely.
It's not a catchy phrase. These were our family.
100%. Let's just talk about something that isn't this, but it's also very interesting in that it relates back to freedom of expression, which we do hold dear, as long as it's not hate speech. Amnesty International has criticized the PA and Hamas for lack of freedom of expression.
Well, Howard, I'm hearing the clucking. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever these things, the chickens lately have been clucking a lot. Yes, so Amnesty International, although, I mean, we talk about water off a duck's back, does anything that they say with regards to criticism of the PN and Hamas and how they govern their territories actually sink in? But I'm glad that Amnesty International, who are normally silent or very, very liberal with their criticism of the PN and Hamas and reserve most of their approbation for the state of Israel, I'm glad that they are coming out and speaking about the conditions that exist under Hamas in Gaza and under the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank or the disputed territories. You know, it's not made up a mumbo jumbo that we say for propagandic purposes. Mm-hmm. This is the actual situation on the ground, and it is high time they were criticized for the way that they not only withhold the freedom of expression, but they allow for gender apartheid, for honor killings, for discrimination against people based on sexual orientation, for discrimination against people based on religious practices. I mean, I think that the Christian community is dwindling at a rapid rate in the disputed territories and do not exist in Gaza. And I have a word for that, Howard.
Mm-hmm. What's the word?
It starts with an A and ends with apartheid.
Absolutely right. And, unfortunately that's what happens is it's a strategy to accuse somebody else, to accuse Israel of doing that which you are so guilty of yourself. The, Bibi and Putin met. Israel, will do something regarding Iran and Syria.
Yes. So, Bibi and Putin met, yesterday. It was one of several meetings that they have had over the last couple of years, and Netanyahu expressed his great dissatisfaction and great concern about the fact that Iran are building weapons facilities in Syria, and said to the Russian premier that we will not allow for Iran to gain more and more and more power on our doorstep, especially not in Syria. We will not allow for a vacuum to exist where they can come in, and we will take action. We will prevent Iran from growing and having more of an influence in the region.
Is this a declaration that that perhaps hostilities or active hostilities are on the cards?
Well, I think that Netanyahu stated his intention very, very clearly, and I think judging from some of the language that we're hearing in the press from the military and security establishment, we have not ruled it off the table. And over the last couple of years or so, they have been preparing civilians, you know, what to do in the event of a war. Should it be Hezbollah? Should it be from the south? But I think that we are well versed in what could happen if Iran gain more and more of a foothold in Syria.
Very, very concerning indeed. Unfortunately, Rolene, we talk too much because we are out of time. It's 5:29 already. And with that, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. I hope it is peaceful. And it's just a weekend that brings a little bit of, I don't know, just quiet, I guess.
Well, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom, and I have to give like a flagrant plug. Mm-hmm. My two favorite Howards in stereo, will be at an event for Weta. I am so jealous; I cannot be there. I'm going to drown my sorrows in my whiskey.
Right.
But I am like clubbing nachas because my favorite Howards will be with my favorite organization, Weta. So everybody, get out there and go hear these two phenomenal men speak.
Thank you, Rolene. Time is 5:30. That was the Israel Report. Have a Shabbat Shalom.